and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Nikki Caudill with the Licking County Coalition for Housing. Beautiful start to the Mother's Day weekend. Mostly sunny skies today. Not so warm, though. High right around 62, but then the rest of the weekend is just beautiful. Sunny on Saturday, and for Mother's Day, sunny with a high near 76. And if you're looking for great weather, obviously Saturday is the day we're looking at, because that's the big Licking County Coalition for Housing's Food Truck Festival in downtown Newark. And Nikki, we were just joking, 30 trucks. That's a lot of food trucks to be in one spot. That's a lot of good food.
If you're hungry, that's definitely the place to be this weekend.
All right, tell me, what's your favorite before we even get it started in this? Do you have a go-to food truck that you like?
I would probably say anything with barbecue, and we definitely have a couple different options. So.
Oh, are now you spicy barbecue or sweet barbecue?
I'm sweet barbecue. I'm not a spicy person.
Little smoke in there too, maybe.
Yeah, right on. So, do you go for ribs? You go for sandwiches? What if you could pick? Nikki Caudill could get the favorite barbecue. What would you get?
I would say probably a sandwich.
Okay. Yeah. Now, are you slaw person on top?
I do, but it depends on the
that's
slaw.
That's a girl. See there? Now, you like the slaw on top?
Heck yeah.
Uh-huh. See, I've said that to folks before. I'm like, man, you gotta put the slaw on that, and they're like, what? Like, put the slaw on top of that barbecue. Mm-hmm. What is wrong?
I mean, if you're going to be messy, go full in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suggest you don't drive around and try to eat that thing.
So, yeah.
All right. 10th annual. Maybe for folks who are like, what are they talking about? Maybe kind of give a lowdown on what is all going on and what you guys are going to be doing on Saturday, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
So this is going to be the 10th annual Newark Food Truck Festival. This is the coalition's third year hosting the event. We are going to have live entertainment. We will also have several different sponsors that are down there helping out with the event. We also have multiple volunteers that are going to help things, you know, run seamlessly, we hope. The weather's going to be beautiful. And it's going to be a really good time.
Mm-hmm. Seamlessly, huh?
Yes. Come we on. Are hoping.
Well, you just can't let them see you sweat. Nobody
right.
really knows
That's
exactly
right.
how it's supposed to go.
That's right.
So as long as you're smiling and everybody is fed and getting watered, everything should be fine.
Things will be great.
That's what I was going to say. Who's going to know? I mean, somebody says something. You say, there's another food truck right over there.
Yeah.
I mean, go get what you want. Can you give us kind of an idea as to what the different trucks are going to be there?
So we have all sorts of different kinds of food available. There are going to be sweet treats. We have Mexican food. We have Asian food. We have French pastries. We have root beer floats. There's also going to be beer available.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hungry, you're definitely going to be able to find something to eat.
Now,
if not, there's a problem.
Look, believe me, I might be bringing my little brother down from Big Brother's, and there'll be 30 of them, and he'll walk around and go, I just didn't see anything I like. I'll be like, dude, find something.
Right.
Go back and check again.
Yeah.
We'll make another trip through.
Right on.
Yeah, we'll find something. If nothing, the French pastries, he's got a sweet tooth. He'd be very happy with that. So folks, understand how this works. How is it the money is donated to Licking County Coalition for Housing? It's a fundraiser for you folks, so maybe explain to people how that works.
So the proceeds from fundraisers like this allow us to help individuals and families that are experiencing homelessness. These individuals may fall between program guidelines. In that event, we're able to use funds from fundraisers like this to assist those people.
Mm-hmm. Talk about how many people you guys are seeing on you don't have the exact number, but weekly basis?
So I couldn't give you a number for a weekly basis. I can just tell you that there's a constant stream of homeless individuals and families, mm-hmm. you know, that come into our office and need assistance. We have over 12 programs that allow us to help these individuals and families. And we have an amazing team of caseworkers that help these folks. We work through barriers that they may have, barriers like maybe they owe a utility balance, maybe they've aged out of foster care and they need help with basic life skills or budgeting, things like that. They might have evictions that they need help getting sealed so that they can obtain housing. But the primary goal of the caseworkers, like myself, is to work with these folks to overcome those barriers so that they can obtain housing and then sustain it by themselves without our help.
Now, Transitional Housing Services Coordinator, that's a mouthful. Wait till you hear what she does, Ivan, because I asked us to kind of jack of all trades when it comes to helping folks, correct? Maybe explain what you'll be doing on a daily basis, because I don't think a lot of folks are going to think, well, I never would have thought she does that.
Yeah. So my job, which I absolutely love, I really enjoy my job. I work with clients from all different backgrounds. I have young clients. I have older clients. All of my clients, I work with them, again, to overcome barriers that they may have. But I also provide them support as far as maybe transporting them to doctor's appointments, helping them budget their money so we might write down how much they have and figure out how much they can spend at the grocery store, things like that. I also help these individuals with things like paperwork, applying for disability, things like that, basically assisting them with all sorts of things.
And you mentioned earlier, we were talking off the air, that you know, the foster care thing, I don't think folks understand how big of an emergency that is with kids aging out of foster care. You even said you had to show somebody how to use a washing machine.
I have, yes.
And I mean, that to me is, God, I remember as a kid, mom saying, do the laundry. Okay, mom, no problem. It's hard for me to wrap my mind, but this is what these young folks are dealing with.
Yes, it is. It's very unfortunate. You encounter all walks of life in these positions, and some folks have basic life skills and others don't. But that's our job, is to help these folks figure out how to do basic things and, you know, get to the point where they can live life, enjoy life, and live in a safe place.
And hopefully foster a culture where their kids now know those basic life skills, so maybe that history doesn't repeat itself.
Yes, that's right.
Do you see that a lot? I mean, do folks tell you this is like second generation, third generation of issues that are impacting these young kids?
So unfortunately, we do have some clients that they are not the first generation in their family to experience homelessness. And then we have clients that have wonderful success stories where maybe their family, you know, did experience homelessness when they were younger. And now that they're an adult, they might be in a similar situation, but they've gotten on the path where they can maintain things by themselves, and they've exited the program and they're doing great. They're doing wonderful. Mm-hmm. And they've maintained that by themselves.
We hear a lot about affordable housing.
Yes.
So when you're working with homeless folks, do you feel like it's more those life skills is the bigger problem, or is it that there aren't many places for people in that situation to go?
I would definitely say that affordable housing is a big problem, a very big problem, but I feel like it's just not here. Mm-hmm. It's not just here. It's everywhere. The fact that, you know, wages haven't gone up very much, but the cost of living has skyrocketed, it doesn't leave these individuals with a lot of options as far as housing goes.
Yeah. And before we take a break, this is the one thing that I learned from your former executive director, Deb Tegmeyer. She used to tell me all the time, it's non-judgmental. That's the last thing. And you guys, I think everybody takes that to heart. Whoever comes through that door, there's no judging. What can we do to help, correct?
Yes. It's very important to us that they feel seen, heard, supported.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I know Deb was, and I know Trina is too, don't get me wrong, but I just remember that was one of the, she was one of the first people that I ever heard say that about non-judgmental, because it can be hard. I mean, look, I think of all of us, the old, you know, you see somebody and you have all of a sudden that quick snap reaction, but there seems to always be a story behind why these folks are in that position. And you got to get to that to try to help them, correct?
That's right. You have to be a good listener, and again, be non-judgmental so that these folks feel like you're a safe space for them to be able to talk to.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today, Nikki Caudill with the Licking County Coalition for Housing. Mostly sunny skies today, clear tonight, and then sunny through the weekend. Should be a great weekend, especially if you want to get down to the Licking County Coalition of Housing's 10th Annual Food Truck Festival. Forget all that stuff. First off, happy Mother's Day. Weekend to you. Hope you enjoy it. But you just said the best thing ever when you said, I'm accused of being a NASCAR driver because I can't slow. God bless you. Slaw on your barbecue and NASCAR driver. You got it all.
I can't get anywhere fast enough. I can't do it.
You see, we don't have to worry about her when we get on the road.
As long as there's a banked corner, she's good.
That's right.
She knows what she's doing.
Rubbin's racing if you're next to Nikki.
Not first or last.
God bless her. See? Oh, my. Yeah, you can come in. We don't need Trina in here. You just keep coming in here for the coalition. But again, real quick throughout the time and where everything's going to be taking place tomorrow, because it's going to be just a fantastic day for folks to come down there.
It is. It's going to be beautiful. So tomorrow we are going to have the 10th Annual Downtown Newark Food Truck Festival in the Canal District. We will be on Canal Market and 3rd Street with about 30 food trucks, all sorts of different foods available, and it's going to be a good time.
And you said entertainment. I think you said Barefoot McCoy's coming, and he's going to have a band with him. And that I was like, whoa, same thing. I've only seen him with maybe one person, not a whole band.
Two feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have Charles Seeley coming. Travis Reynolds is coming. And again, Barefoot McCoy's going to be there. So we have live entertainment. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to it.
Well, and it's a long arching thing. I mean, people are like, oh, I'm jammed up tomorrow. Well, it runs from 11 to 8.
Yes.
So if you're thinking lunch, you can go. If you're thinking midday snack or a little treat, you can go. Dinner time, post-dinner time, it's almost all day.
You could spend the whole day there. Just eat lunch, dinner, and snack.
Eat your way through all 30 trucks? That might be a little much. That might be a little much. Is there a Tums truck?
There's not, but you know, maybe slide some in your pocket before you come, just in case.
Prilosec something or other, yes. But man. Golly. Could you imagine hitting 30 food trucks? I can't.
Well,
I cannot even imagine.
Do the math, and that's three trucks an hour-ish.
That's a lot of food.
Ish.
Yeah, a lot of food.
That's one heck of a nap later with your full belly.
Yeah, who needs tryptophan?
I don't know.
Get in there and do that.
I can bring my own lawn chair?
I mean, you can.
Okay.
We have chairs available.
Okay.
And you're going to have, explain to folks, too, parking. They'll just be parking around there. But, I mean, you had to shoehorn 30 trucks in, so just keep that in mind if you come down there.
Yes, there is a map available on the Newark Food Truck Festival website. That is www.downtownnewarkfoodtruckfestival.com. Has a list of all the food trucks available. So if you don't want to walk around looking for what it is you want to eat, you can get your game plan together before you come down.
See, I like that. Mm-hmm. Just kind of map it out. And maybe I should do that with Little Man tomorrow. Let him look at that map and go, all right, tell me where we're going so I don't have to walk around. Now, it wouldn't bother me to walk around and check them all.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been down there for it?
Yes.
Oh, it is a blast.
Follow your nose, you get lost. There's so many good smells starting off. It's crazy.
Yes.
It is so much fun. We've done it in the past before. And again, they'll have some adult beverages. Now, you have to pay separate for that. You got to get some tickets for that, correct?
You do. You're going to get some tickets for your adult beverages or your soda or your water. And then you'll get a wristband, you get your ID checked, and then be able to go up and grab a beer or grab a can of a seltzer or whatever you're thirsty for.
Don't give him an idea, please, please. If you had White Claw there.
You've got to stop resisting the trends, David. You've got to stop it.
So can you walk around the entire festival then with your beer, or do you have to stay right underneath the pavilion and all that, or can you walk around while you're looking for something to eat?
So you can walk around with your drink while you're looking for something to eat. I know that there are folks that are probably going to leave that area, but I do believe that Newark has a Dora.
Yeah, they do.
Downtown.
Yeah, they
so
do.
I think they'll be covered as long as they stay within the Dora limits.
Mm-hmm.
You should be good.
So, and again, remind folks what the proceeds are going to go toward.
So the proceeds from the Food Truck Festival allow us to help more individuals who may fall between program guidelines, allowing us to assist them in multiple ways so that they can, again, obtain housing and sustain it by themselves.
And funding is not easy for you. That's why you do these fundraisers, because, I mean, every dollar that you get is walking right back out the door. So that's why these fundraisers are important, correct?
Yeah, they're extremely important. We are grant funded, but fundraisers like this allow us to help so many more people.
Mm-hmm.
And if people do want to help, they can get on our website. It's www.lcchousing.org. You can sign up to volunteer. You can donate to our Amazon wish list. All of these things allow us to help more people.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're going to have a busy day tomorrow. Now, everybody, we've already been promoting tonight. You got the Canal Market District. When will you get started, and how long is your day tomorrow?
So I'm going to be there super early tomorrow. I'm so excited.
That was the deepest breath I've heard in a long time. Well,
I will be there tomorrow personally, 6:30 a.m. to probably about 10 p.m. by the time that we get everything wrapped up. The Food Truck Festival itself will run from 11 to 8.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a long day.
But it's all hands on deck for the coalition, correct?
It is. Yeah. And regardless of it being a long day, again, it's for a great cause. It's going to allow us to help more people. So I'm all in.
And the footprint of it, I mean, the Canal Market District, for people that know downtown know that. But you're going to have some trucks kind of in the jail parking lot. I mean, it's a little bit, I mean, because again, 30 trucks, you think, oh, that's going to have to shoehorn them in there.
Yes.
It's a big footprint.
It is. So we are going to be using the old jail parking lot. 3rd Street's going to be closed, and then Canal and Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of area, again, large footprint, lots of options.
And like Joel said, it's not hard. Just follow your nose.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, if somebody says, boy, I can't find it, either you're stopped up or something, I can't help you.
I mean, I don't think it's supposed to be windy tomorrow, so it shouldn't be a problem.
I would think you're going to be able to find it. Well, Nikki, I appreciate you coming in. It's a great event. Folks, if you've never been down there, like I said, I've been a couple of years ago and just had a blast. And just be ready to go. And a lot of the places now, they take the card, so you don't have to carry cash with you. You can just do what you want to do. If they want more information, you said the website is what?
The website for the Food Truck Festival is www.downtownnewarkfoodtruckfestival.com. If folks get on there, they can see the list of our amazing sponsors who have helped us put this food truck festival together. And they can also see the festival map with all the food trucks so that they can get their game plan together that way.
Perfect for Saturday night, and here's why. Dave, you and I have talked about this. How many times do you look at your wife and say, hey, you want to go out tonight? And she'll say yes. And then you say, where do you want to go, and what's the response? I don't know. Where do you want to go?
What do you want?
What do you want? So 30 trucks at the Food Truck Festival. You can find something.
Covers all the bases.
Absolutely. I mean, you said French pastries.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. Come on.
We literally have a macaroon truck that's going to be there.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, honey, you can get your food, then you go get your dessert. If you want a little bit more to eat, do that. We'll go listen to some entertainment. I'll be over there by the beer truck. Come find me. You just can do what you want to do.
It doesn't get any better, and the weather's going to be perfect.
Perfect time to come down there. Again, really appreciate it, Nikki, coming in to talk about it and the important work you guys are doing at the Coalition for Housing. Now, I don't even have to say to you, let's pray for good weather because it's going to be beautiful. So just have a lot of fun. Relax a little tomorrow. Yeah. Give yourself a chance. You may be able to find something to eat down there. I don't think you have to worry about it. But just kind of have some fun. I think you're covered as well. So, again, that is tomorrow from 11 to 8 down at the Canal Market District, the 10th annual Downtown Newark Food Truck Festival. Be sure to join us Monday. Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb will be here on Talk of the Town. But we'll get you back. And you know what? A special Happy Mother's Day. Go ahead, Riley. Fire one out there for your mom. Special Happy Mother's Day to all.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
That's right. There you go.